Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin. Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the
Hi everybody, Merry Christmas. It's that time of year again when we're rushing about like idiots getting everything ready for Christmas. Are you all ready out there? Put your hearts up if you've got all shopping done. They do things a little bit differently in Holland, and I think they have Christmas on the 5th of December. Is that right, Marika? Are you there, Marika?
Hello, hello. Hello, Theo. It's not on the 5th of December, then we have another party going on with more presents called St. Nicholas. But with Christmas, we do not so many presents, and we have a Christmas tree like you, and we have most of the time, in my family, we do one present per person or something like that. And we eat together and have a good time with family. So I think that's the same. But we have two Christmas days instead of one.
Oh, couldn't afford two.
And we haven't that much, I don't know the word, but where they put lights everywhere around the houses, you know. They have special trees. They have special trips in the Netherlands to go Christmas shopping in England because it's so beautiful there, and they don't do that much here.
Oh, that's funny. They go to France from here.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Christmas can be a wonderful time of year, but it can also be very painful. And we've had a special request to deal with transition this evening, because it can be a really painful time, especially if a loved one is no longer with us, or if they're about to leave the earth plane. And even though it's Christmas, these things still happen. And my sisters and brother and I buried our mum between Christmas and New Year's Eve, when she made the transition a few years ago, and several other close members of the family also went on the lead up to Christmas. So that is really trying when that happens. But I think it really helps to remember that we're spirit or energy living in a physical body. And the first thing we learn in the chemistry class is that you can't get rid of energy. For example, take water. You can freeze it and it becomes ice. You can boil it and it's steam, which condensates and turns into water again. But you've not destroyed it. It's the same with spirit. And having had a near-death experience, I know that the spirit is energy which still exists when it has left the body. I won't have time to go into all that this evening, but I might be discussing that with Nanine Cole on her radio programme, Artists in Ascension, after the new year. So, if we send healing to a person who is about to transition or pass over, it should help to make their passing easier. And it certainly won't do them any harm. But if it's the time to go, it's the time to go. And they've chosen it before they came. And it also helps remember to let them know that they have your permission to go. Otherwise, they can be bound to the earth plane if a loved one won't let go of them. But in a few minutes, we're going to play a song that I channeled after some of my close relatives transitioned. And the song is called Another Plane, and it's used by some theta healers in the UK to help counsel bereaved children. But before we play it, we're going to just bring Gary in there. Gary is our technical host this evening, as usual, and he's going to tell us how the transition is from a Red Indian perspective. Is that right, Gary? Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Jen. Hi, everyone. Hiya. Hi, Marika.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, I'm here. And, from the Native American perspective, the Red Indian perspective, it's pretty much the same as other places. Yeah, when you cross over, pass away, they call it make your journey. You know, you're going to take your journey.
Yeah.
And it's just a transition. I like the water analogy where, you boil it and it becomes something else. Or if you freeze it, it becomes something else, which is what happens with us. When we leave this world, we simply become something else. We are energy. And energy cannot be created or destroyed. It's constantly moving through form, in form, through form, and out of form. And we're all comprised of it. So it's just a transition. And in Lakota, they have a ceremony that they do after 4 months, four moons go by after the person has passed. They say the person, the spirit waits 4 moons. And like when you said, you give the person permission to pass, to cross over.
Yeah.
With Lakota, the people, there's a ceremony around the pipe like that. Involving the sacred pipe. There are seven sacred ceremonies with the sacred pipe, and that is one of them, and that's the helping of the spirit to cross over. And they do a ceremony, and they say a prayer, and they smoke on the pipe and release the prayer on the smoke, and the smoke carries the prayer up to God, up to heaven, to all that is, whatever you want to call it. The prayer is answered that way. And I carry one. I carry a sacred pipe. I have for 16 years now. I have one.
Wow!
And that's one of the ceremonies used by the pipe. The other ones are the sweat lodge, the Inipi, and the Uipi, and Sundance, Wachipi. The Sundance and the Sweat Lodge, and there are many others. There are seven of them altogether. But that is one of them that's helping the spirit to cross over.
Yeah. Do you have something called awake? Some people in this country, and especially in Ireland, they stay up all night and they have candles around the coffin, and it's called awake because you stay awake and you celebrate that person's life. And we've got a funny saying here.
may you get to heaven before the devil knows you're dead. But
yeah.
I mean, you've got to make jokes about it sometime, because it is as natural a part of life as being born,
sure.
Isn't it? Yeah, and
yes, it is.
Yeah. So, do you have wakes in your sort of?
Yeah, they do, and it's a Wayan Waichipi. It's called a dance, but you don't dance. But they do bring in a drum, a powwow drum. And there are usually four men sitting around the powwow drum, and they play and sing certain songs. And it's basically a pretty short ceremony. It may last about an hour with family and loved ones and so forth. And
yeah,
there's some English or European Christian influence in there now, too. So, and that's okay. That's part of it, too. But,
well, the older I get, the less upset I feel about them going, because I keep thinking, well, it won't be that long before I'll be joining them, you know. I mean,
exactly.
I have missed them, but and grieving is really a bad process to go through, because you feel guilt and you feel that you should have done more, and, you know, there's such a lot to grieving that you wouldn't even think of. Isn't that?
Well, grieving is very healing. You know, you just lost a loved one.
Yeah, and tears are very healing as well. Some people are frightened of their emotions, aren't they? And they're frightened to show tears or show grief, but that is very healing as well. But I think Marika's got a beautiful little story to tell us, don't you, Marika, about a friend of yours?
Yes, I have.
If you want to share that.
Yes, I would like to share it, because the way I was raised, there was not ceremonies like you tell, and also the wake I knew is that they sit around the coffin and cry in tears and everything, and they don't celebrate anything. That's how I knew it from my family, but I was always thinking different about this, and that's why I would like to to tell my experience. I've written it down so it's more easy for me to translate it. And before I start off, I wanted to give special thanks to Jivanda for helping me translating it. So here I go. I would like to tell about an experience I had with a girl I will never forget. She was a very wise soul, and like her mother so nicely said, she was a diamond and had a body like a crumbled old newspaper. She could say yes by blinking her eyes and say no by moving her head to the right. Furthermore, her body did not really function. I had the honor to know her because this girl had one wish. She wanted to live independently, just like you and me. And she wanted to live like you and me, just normal. As she needed around 30 medical procedures every day and also needed help in all her personal care, she came to live it where I worked as a residential supervisor. She was 20 years old, although the doctor had said that she would not reach the age of 5. She often felt choked, and then we had to help her with oxygen and a special salvia draining machine. She could suddenly change color, and her oxygen in her blood could drop to such a level no normal person would survive, so the doctor said. But if you saw through all these medical conditions, above all, she was just a girl with humor. She had a bit of sadistic humor, and she was very spiritual. She had very much fun if we did something wrong. Then she shook with laughter. You had to know her really well before you could learn to understand her. She had a unique way of communicating. And if you were new, then be sure she would test your nerves by deliberately making gargling noises, etc. If you became upset, then she should continue to do this. and she would laugh about it when we talked with her about her nagging. But if you knew her well and had her trust, it was so nice how much she understood and could say. She spoke often through thought power. And if you said to her, oh, you want this and that, then she could confirm that by flashing yes with her eyes or shaking no with her head. So by asking the right questions and more asking, you could find out what she wanted. The first night I was walking alone, working alone, and she was really choking, I will never forget. I was so shocked that I was almost laying down next to her on the floor, but I fought to remain standing and help her. Days after the incident, I was still shaking. And the last time I had to save her, I did it with confidence and a smile. That was what she taught me, her gift to me. Just as the fun we had together, because this story sounds very serious, and in a way it is, but the focus will still primarily be on the fun side and not the medical one. She taught me personally and many others to take life as it comes to you, to go with the flow, to enjoy the moment. We played loud music or gave her a bath and threw water all over the edge. That's what she would have done herself if she could. She really had to laugh. A couple of years she lived with us and went through everything you do when you live on your own for the first time. Especially the naughty things you do when you no longer live with your parents. The summers were great and the winters were long most of the times, because often she was sick. The last winter that she was ill, I often hugged her and told her, hold on girl, soon it will be spring and all of your problems will be solved. Whenever she turned blue again, and my colleagues and I were busy with equipment for her to breathe properly again, we often made jokes with her. Not today, darling, we said. It's not a good time to go. Then she laughed. She taught us, in case of such a situation of emergency, to maintain calm and radiate that to her. Give her confidence, and she trusts you too. That's how it worked for her. We all knew that she longed for the moment to be freed from her body. We often talked with her about this too, and joked about it. That was her way of dealing with it. This winter was really the last winter. Her body was finished. After many periods of illness and hospitalization, while we were sitting beside the bed as translators, because we could understand her, but people who didn't know her could not. Everyone knew the moment had come. She wanted to go to her own house, to us, to make her transition to freedom. It was March the 20th when she got the morphine, just one day before spring. It was so beautiful and warm, our team and our family all together, supporting each other and taking care of her. The night passed. It was hard to come home that night, but we had to take rest because we could not allow ourselves to be exhausted, and we also had to support family once the moment had come. I slept with my phone under my pillow. The next morning, March the 21st, the first spring day, immediately after getting up from my bed, I went to see her. I realized only now how true my words have been. All winter long, I have been telling her, when spring comes around, you will be free from it. And now, the first day of spring, her wish would come true. She would finally be free from her body. I had to tell her that. Quickly, I went to my work. She was there. I kissed her and hugged her and whispered in her ear, sincerely happy, honey, it's spring today. The sun shines for you. You may go now. Go to the light when you see it, honey. And you will be teasing us, huh? She gave me a smile and looked at me. A few hours later, the moment had come. It seemed as she had waited until everyone was there. All colleagues and family were called and arrived in her room. We stood arm in arm around her in a big circle, her parents beside her bed. The last moment seemed to be far for her, hard for her. But when the moment really had come, she suddenly raised her head, gratefully looked around the circle, then to her family, and we saw her transcending from her body. It was a beautiful moment. A bird, so perfect. Rebirth home. She knew it, and I knew it. Free at last. The first shift after her funeral, when I was working again, the moment that I was alone, my phone rang. We had a phone that rang whenever someone in the room made noise. Next, an automatic call center would give me the name of the person who lived in the apartment. Call D, I heard. I was scared. Her house was empty and her name was already removed from the system. Furthermore, noise had to be made to even create a call. I quickly hung up. 2 seconds later, another call. Again. I had shivers again. Hang up again. Next, another call. And then I said, I know it, Dee. You are here. Stop now because I'm afraid. And it stopped. I bet she laughed a lot about me there upstairs. The following days, many things happened to me, to my colleagues that she had a connection with, as well as to her family. Fuses would blow. The hot plate broke. All things with electricity. The radio suddenly changed to other channels. She is still here. We cannot cuddle her as we did when she was alive. But she is so happy there. She let us know how much she enjoys being above, that she can walk again. And for the colleagues who have experienced it, she is still there. If something happens in that workplace, we always say, hey, Dee, are you back? And in her empty apartment, a new resident moved in. And guess what her name is? Exactly the same. The D apartment will forever remain in our hearts as the apartment of D. She taught me how strong I am and gave me so much, my friend forever. And I'm so very happy for her that she's there on the other side of the veil. She showed me how beautiful it is to pass over. I feel very grateful for this experience and for sharing it with you.
Wow, that's a wonderful story, Marika. Sounds like
Thank
fantastic
you.
Work you do as well.
Oh, I was already starting this song.
It's all right.
What
yeah.
a,
the song
that's an amazing story.
Thank
it
you.
It was, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes,
wonderful
is.
Work you do. And I was just
really
saying, yeah, I channeled this song after quite a lot of my relatives have died. And it's used by some theta healers in the United Kingdom to counsel bereaved children. And I channeled it, and I think it does help to explain what happens when you pass over.
Yeah.
That's why I chose it to play today.
Okay.
Yes.
But, yeah, amazing story, that.
Thank you, Marika. Yeah. That was an amazing story.
It was, yeah.
Thank you. So,
thank
shall
you.
We dedicate the song to the ones?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you, Marika.
Okay.
Crying till your eyes are dry.
That was a beautiful song, Shana. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was a lovely song.
So, I think almost everybody knows it already. We have a link posted in the chat room. If you please go over there, click on the link, then you see a YouTube video, and then when you pause the player and let it preload, and then turn the volume down on YouTube, we go and see it after, in a little while. But when you are finished, then please send up your heart in the chat room when it is preloading. So in the meanwhile, it's Gary, our special guest today, and he's going to do meditation. So, he's going to tell us about it, Gary?
Yes, I'd love to tell you about it. This is one that I created back this summer. It was about June, I guess. This is the last one that I've done. And it's called the Event Horizon. And the reason I did that, I felt moved by spirit to create this, because this is where it all begins. And I think endings are beginnings, and beginnings are, you know, starting over and whatever. This is my idea of where it all begins. It's called the Event Horizon. It's out there before a thought becomes a thought. Thoughts become things. And when we think of something, it is the action of us thinking about it that brings it about. And it's been proven scientifically that light itself is two things. It's both a particle and a wave. And when we're looking, and I don't mean look with our eyes, but look with our consciousness or our attention or our mind's eye, when we're not looking, light is a wave of possibility. And then when we look, it becomes a particle of experience. And that is the kind of the basis of this meditation, how it all started and how I created it. And it's also, I guess, my version or interpretation of where we go when we transition as spirit back. You know, I was always taught with the Native American way that the spirit world is the real world, that this world is just a shadow of that world. I created this, and it's a lovely meditation. It's about 20 minutes long. And I'm going to take you out there. I'm going to take you out to the leading edge of thought before a thought becomes a thought. So we'll go ahead and get that going. And if you like to, Marika, we can cue the music and get started on this. And,
do you like to watch the video first? We have.
We'll do the video first.
Yes, it's separate from your meditation, but we thought it would be nice on the topic of Christmas and transition. Okay.
Okay.
I see already.
And it looks like the hearts are all up in the chat room. I got to put my heart in there. Okay. And I think we are all ready.
Okay. Then here we go. A countdown, and when we say when I say play, you click the play button. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Back to the
Right now, it's time to light our candles. I hope you got them ready earlier. We light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light, and the energy of fire, with prayer and focused intention, is one way in which we manifest our goals. And as usual, our goals this evening are to send out love, light and healing to all mankind. You can also light some incense. It purifies the atmosphere. Ready for us to invite the angelic realm. We're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please bring love and protection now. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel of the East, please bring love and upliftment now. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring wisdom and love now. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing now. Also, the Archangel Metatron, who looks after the whole of the world. And now that we have the angelic realm here, please could we have the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the divine feminine energies of Magdalena now. Thank you. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm, and we're going to ask that they close around our healing circle of love and light and assist us along with our guardian angels, inspirers and guides, and assist us to send out the healing. We need to synchronize our breathing, because it's in our breathing that we connect with our Creator, who was there when we first took our first breath. And now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you very much, Shana. I will ask all listeners, citizens of Mother Earth, to be aware of your connection with her and with all that is. See yourself where you are right now. Close your eyes and visualize with me. You are standing on a world globe. Visualize we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, surrounding her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our heart together into one space. They are focused on the crystal heart of our Mother Earth. We are now starting to feel her heartbeat as the heartbeat for all that is. We feel the energy of healing flowing from within our heart through the heart of Mother Earth and back to us, and flowing all around the world through the hands we are holding. we can see and feel the most beautiful energy flow of healing flowing around our circle of light. Above the center of the earth, we see a giant book floating in space. It is the book of healing requests. We can write down all names we want in that book. The first name you'll write down is your own name. Please write it down. Now you can add any name you want from any person, animal, or plant you want. We write down the names of the people in the healing fountain list as well. I'll give you a little bit of time to write all the names down now. And now that that is done, we see the book of healing back down. She has stopped in the center of the earth, the place where all hearts are focused on. And while we keep our focus, we continue on to Gary for his meditation.
Thank you, Marika. In this guided meditation, we're going to disappear. When I talk about disappearing, I don't mean that we physically disappear. What I mean is that we move out of the area of the brain that has our person, that has our association of people, places, things, times, and events. We do not exist in the associative centers of our brain that reaffirms our identity or reaffirms our personality. We really exist in a much higher and much lighter place than that. When we allow ourselves to do so, we all go to this elsewhere place very naturally. It's the place where fears vanish and problems diminish. We're going to venture in our deep meditative state out to the leading edge of thought, before a thought becomes a thought, to acknowledge our quantum self, to acknowledge the idea that we really do have choice, to acknowledge mind, to acknowledge consciousness. Welcome to the kingdom of heaven, without judgment, without testing, that we simply are, has allowed this reality we call real, from the power of intangibility, to pull out of inertness and chaos action and hold it in its form. We call it matter. When that shift has taken place, we say that person has become enlightened. So now, find a comfortable place to either sit or lie down. Simply make sure that your spine is straight and that your arms and legs are uncrossed. This allows your natural channels of energy to open and flow freely. Close your eyes and imagine that in closing them, you're closing the door to the world around you. And your attention naturally turns inward. Begin to breathe slowly and deeply. Breathe and let the sounds of your breath carry you away from the concerns of your busy life, the challenges and responsibilities that you face will all wait as you take this time for yourself. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Fill your lungs completely. Relax. And let it all go. Relax. Breathe. Focus on your own personal well-being. Let go. Breathe in and feel the feeling of expansion. Let go completely. Breathe in. Breathe in fresh new energy. Breathe out worry. And realize that this brings order and harmony into your life. Begin to breathe slowly and deeply, and as you breathe in, send your breath deep to the solar plexus. Expand your stomach. Feel the breath rising slowly upward, flooding your chest. And then gently push the breath out and relax. Breathe. And allow the flow of energy to circulate freely. Feel the breath go into the depths of your being. Rise upward and then out. Breathe and let go. You have all the time in the world. Your body is supple, soft, and relaxed. Your body is an ocean of energy. With each breath flowing inward and outward, like waves rising and falling, breathe and feel the same forces governing the cosmos govern your breath, your heartbeat, and the flows of your life. Following the steady rhythm of your breath, you begin to sink into the energy rhythms of the earth, the stars, the universe. Feel the connection to the source of all life. Breathe and rest in the truth that infinite health, love, and abundance resides within you. Let go and let the power of creation move through you. This is your time to nurture yourself. Feel free at this time to surrender any challenges or problems you may have in your life. The problems, the concerns that may need to be worked out. You might see a large ancient chest made of gold. This chest has the power to transform whatever is placed inside of it. Capable of holding whatever size problem you may have, however large or small you may think they are. These problems and concerns long to be in this chest, for it is a place that they too can rest and resolve, so that they can work themselves out. Take a moment to observe all the people, the challenges, the problems and situations in your life that cause stress, and gently, lovingly, placed each of them, and one by one, into this chest. Surrender them into the chest. You can let these distractions go. And as soon as you feel ready, take a deep breath and close the heavy cover. You can leave these distractions far behind. You are now completely free. Breathe and imagine that your lungs are joyously filling with light. Breathe in and feel the light spread throughout your entire body. Breathe and let go. Then you find yourself moving along a path outward, out, out, toward the outer edges of consciousness. Beyond the reaches of who you may think you are. Beyond all that you may think defines you. Beyond the comfortable. Beyond the familiar. You are becoming the observer. Breathe deeply. Feel yourself moving away from the known. Feel yourself expanding out into all directions, out toward the outer edges of the universe, expanding outward. Ever outward, you become lighter, freer, more of your true self. You are becoming one with the universe. You are becoming aware of your own consciousness, pure consciousness, pure abstraction, pure, fundamental unity. It is this place, before a thought becomes a thought, this is the beginning of everything. Beyond the limits of the mind. And as you see this place, you realize that anything is possible. From this vantage point, you realize that you are the observer. You are the creator. You are the divine. You are much more than you think you are. You are so much more even than that. You and that which surrounds you are not separate. You are one with everything. And it is one with you. From here, at this place, you come to the realization that you can influence anything. You can influence the environment. You can influence space. You can influence outcomes. You can influence the earth. You can influence time itself. You are responsible for all these things. You are the divine creator. Your mind is actually shaping the very things you are experiencing. You are here to be creative. You are here to infiltrate space with ideas and concepts of thought. You are here to create something out of this life. You are here to develop your gifts of intentionality. And that through your mind, you can create and shape whatever life that you want it to be. How can you make it better? How can you make it happier? As you open to these questions and many others, you became aware that you also have the answers from within you, from the divine, from all that is, from source. You are an extension of source. You become face to face with God. Face to face with you. From this place, you will begin to feel what you truly are, which is love. Allow yourself to feel love. Mind creates. Thoughts are real. You deserve love. You are love, infinite, never-ending love. Allow yourself to linger in this place of total freedom and love. Here you acknowledge your quantum self. The universe is almost entirely made of empty space, pure abstract consciousness, pure open possibilities, wave upon wave of possibility. Before you, as the observer, snaps that wave into experience, you are at the beginning of creation. Start from here. Set an intention for whatever you wish to manifest into your life. Breathe. And see it as a real, tangible substance. Feel the joy. Feel the love. Feel the abundance. Feel the gratitude. Breathe and feel your breath flowing in and out with your heart. Are you ready to take action in the world to make this happen? Ask. Dream. What action? Ask. What action you may need to take? What guidance you may need along the way? You are able to accept change easily. You will know exactly what to do and when. See it as already done for you. Feel it as a rich, actual material. Allow this truth to permeate your inner being, to create the very things you want. Allow the fresh, new, creative energy to flow in and through you, and it will transform from a dream into a reality. Look. Look in the mirror. Your teacher awaits you.
Thank you for that wonderful meditation, Gary. That was absolutely brilliant. And right now it's time to close the chakras for those who want to close them. Or you can leave them open a little bit if you like. Just however you feel most comfortable, it's entirely up to you. But for the people who want to close them, we pretend we have doors. And you go to the top of your head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Then down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, leaving that one open just enough to keep you grounded and secure to Mother Earth. Because we are spirit in a physical body, we're connected to our Mother Earth, who sustains us and keeps us safe and nurtures us on this planet Earth. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of white light. He's going to take you by the hand, put you in the pyramid of light, seal it with a blue seal at the top to keep you safe and secure and protected. Until next time we meet. Thank you.
It is where Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. And we want to thank the angelic realm for joining us. Hope that they stay in the archives for people listening. We want to thank Marika and Gary. And next week, we've got Tobin Monk, and he's healing water online. So our theme next week is water. Speaking of water,
yes.
Drink plenty of it to ground yourself. And as with any therapy, toxins can be released. So you need to drink water. Great. Thank you, Gary. That was a wonderful meditation you did.
Thank you. I hadn't done a live one in quite a while. It was a while since I've done, almost a year, I think, that, since I've done one on the air like that. So thank you for allowing me the opportunity to do that.
It was really
wonderful. I want to wish you two happy Christmas as well.
Yes, me too.
Everyone have a beautiful Merry Christmas. Yeah. If we don't see you before that, and next week, yes, we've got Torben Monk Nielsen coming on, the water guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be be a wonderful show to do with him as well. I haven't talked to Torben since we did his ceremony of asking some many moons ago, so that's going to be wonderful.
And thank you for helping us to co-create the wonderful energy that was here this evening as well. And we're going to say goodnight, God bless, aren't we? And play out with,
goodnight.
It sounds like one of mine again, doesn't it?
Yes, the spirit lives on.
Spirit lives on.
Well, Merry Christmas to all, and I love you all. And see you next
bye,
week.
Yes.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas,
bye.
Everybody. I love you all. Thank you, Marika. Thank you, Jen. I love you,
thank
ladies.
You.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye-bye.